part of the issue right now, Lumen, is I can't make an ask even on the state or federal level because I don't know exactly what to ask for. That's a little bit of my problem.
So look, it's a good intention by the county commissioners to want to help the people who do not have access to the internet, especially kids who are at home trying to do remote learning and do not have the access because they live in an area where it's just not available or do not have the ability to consume it because their parents maybe cannot afford to buy it. There's a variety of limiting factors that are impeding people's access to the internet, and also for people who are displaced by COVID and they're stuck at home or they're trying to do remote work and that's difficult for them. But Commissioner Barry and Commissioner Bender and Commissioner May and Commissioner Bergosh were having this discussion on Thursday, and the one guy who wasn't there because he was on his orders, he's actually a subject matter expert in this stuff, and so I thought we'd have him on for a minute to talk about this. Commissioner Underhill, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks. Glad to be back home.
So, big windfall in unrelated money from the BP stuff, Halliburton and Transocean, but also they're setting aside $2 million for improving internet access. Let's start with the preliminary question. Should government be in the business of facilitating internet access, to what degree?
Oh, I love it when a good conservative / libertarian asks the first question first. What is the government's job? And ultimately, I believe that information is infrastructure in today's modern world. Okay, the bottom line is you're just not going to be successful. You do not have access to prosperity if you don't have access to information. So I do believe that that it is infrastructure, just like a road or a sewer system. But what we'll have to do to actually get to that point is we have to decouple the hardware, the network, the grid from the content. The private sector should be delivering the content. The government should be having a much larger role in providing an environment where the private sector can sell their content.
So government is there to help because this has become a utility over time. This might have originally been some kind of a luxury item like having HBO. It has become much more like having water to your home or having a road into your subdivision. And therefore, government should have a role in making sure that people have the ability to get it, maybe even helping them with the ability to purchase it because those are all factors. What is keeping people from having access to the internet who need it? It's a variety of things, but what I'm kind of hoping you'll answer is, okay, if we get step one, government should be helping. Step two, what can government actually do that will solve this problem in as short a time period as possible?
Well, Andrew, first of all, you have to understand that what you're talking about is extremely disruptive to the business model of the telecoms, okay? You're not going to get a whole lot of help in moving to that new world order, that new kind of view on things, because it will absolutely take money out of the pockets of the bigs. They don't have a profit incentive for building the technology, building the infrastructure in what we refer to as the middle mile. And that is that's not the part that touches your house, and it's not the part that touches the backbone. It's everything in between. And there is simply no profit incentive for the current telecoms to actually do something about fixing that infrastructure problem.
So for people who are not as familiar, there's kind of the backbone is the big giant pipes that have massive amounts of capacity. Off of that, you have the sort of smaller middle sized pipes that connect that to your your switching station or something that's close to your neighborhood. And then you have from the switching station out to your house, the small pipe that each of us draws on in our neighborhood. Why? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of people now, especially wanting the faster speeds and wanting the. Why is that middle mile uniquely problematic?
You just said something. There's a lot of people wanting the faster speeds. That may be true, but what we're also finding is there aren't a whole lot of people who are, or not all of those people who want it, are willing to pay the additional cost of the higher technology that gives you that speed. And quite frankly, not everybody needs gigabit speeds at their desktop, unless you're a hardcore gamer. You probably don't. The federal government says that you need about 5 to 25 megabytes. We can go into the counting. Basically, 5 to 25 megs per homeschooled student. So homeschooling takes that kind of a burden. E-commerce takes roughly that same burden. And all this stuff is available through the Congressional Research Service. And I think that's the important part about what was missing from the discussion in the meeting is this isn't a new problem. Okay, the federal government has been working on it. The Florida Association of Counties has been working on it. And at the state level, House Bill 969 just passed, the broadband internet service passed in January, sets aside $5 million a year to address this issue. Now, $5 million a year is a pittance compared to what it's actually going to cost. But the bigger point is that it moves this broadband issue out of the Department of Management Services, which is a wonky little office in the state, over to the Department of Economic Development. And in doing so, it recognizes that this is a critical element to people's economic prosperity in the state of Florida.
So right now, the challenge obviously was a massive shift in the way we operate our lives. You didn't need this volume of internet access before for kids in school because they were being taught in person. Now what had been a classroom of 40 kids in person or 20 and 2 is now 40 kids at home, each needing that video stream. And then you have people who are working at home that used to be getting the same. Maybe they were doing work over the internet, but they were doing it off of a much larger pipe at their office, which doesn't exist in their neighborhood. What I hear you saying is viewing this problem as an economic development issue to the future with schools, to the future with jobs, is how we have to look at it and invest appropriately.
Absolutely. And, you have to understand, we're living in disruptive times and we have disruptive technology. I love that you played Renegade because that's my attitude toward leadership. I intend to upset the apple cart. We should intend to upset the apple cart because the apple cart is the old way. We need to continually move forward. And one of the things that you're going to start seeing, I think, that's going to happen from this COVID crisis thing that we're doing, people are going to realize they don't have to send their kids to schools where they get bullied. You're going to start seeing, people really kind of recognize that we don't have to be tied to the way we've always done things. But in order to move into that future, we really have to start building our infrastructure based on the future, not based on the past.
I'm still trying to process this issue with that middle mile and it not being revenue beneficial for the companies to develop that source of the capacity problem. A lot of the conversation last week was about, we need to get rid of the franchise limitations. We need to allow competition, multiple companies to compete against each other. That seems appealing at first. And as a conservative, of course, I agree with that in principle. But if people aren't willing to pay money to incentivize the companies to build that middle mile, just having more companies won't solve that problem either. Or am I understanding this right? Did we lose
good
Doug?
Republican talking points, but there it's just those same kind of talking points that never get turned into something meaningful, and that's what's so frustrating about the Republican Party. But until you decouple, if one of the competitors owns all of the infrastructure, then nobody can actually compete with them. Okay, so that's why I said decouple content from the technology. And actually, that's one of the things that the House Bill 969 should be able to do, because it really focuses on building that middle mile in the in our corridors, such as in the case of Escambia County, the Muskogee Freight Corridor, mm-hmm. and 29. And if you create that middle mile, then you will. That's exactly the kind of thing that we needed to do. It's a brilliant piece of legislation, which is not something you often hear me say. but they did a great job on that. The only problem is, of course, putting $5 million to what is really a $100 million problem for the state of Florida. But it's a start. It actually changes the infrastructure or changes the structure. And don't get me wrong, throwing more money at it will not help. Andrew, I know you love doing research. You should look into the Florida Rural Broadband Alliance. It was a corporation, an LLC, that was put together to get $24 million of that Obama stimulus money to build middle mile in rural Florida. And it went bankrupt. Didn't think through the plan, kind of the same old thinkers, same old people in charge, that resulted in failure. So you really can't just throw money at the problem. You really have to recognize and create a business plan that works from start to finish. And that's what the Alliance failed to do.
It's frustrating to hear you talk about this, because my takeaway is we've now stumbled into a place where we need a solution that's been years in the neglecting. And we now need it way more than we ever did, and there's no short from here to there, which is very discouraging.
But But you shouldn't be frustrated, because the nerds have been telling you how to solve this for a long time. But the power players who generally rule the day, they profit from the old way. So there's not going to be this is a time when we need to put the nerds in. Take the usual players out of the equation. Keep in mind, I mean, Florida West was tasked to create a cyber strategic plan for the county. It was extraordinary for the first couple steps of it, and then fell on its face. You can't do the new thing the same way you did the old thing and expect to have something change.
Well,
there's great opportunity here.
Well, I can rally behind sending the nerds. that's something I can get behind. Commissioner Doug Underhill, thanks for the time. Thanks for helping me understand some of the scope of the issue. And I know we'll have more conversations about this at the County Commission Board. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.